Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Treat your backside like your front side. Maybe play on the outside a little bit. Be, if you will, like ready for sex, or stimulate the area of your body, your clitoris, right? Your powerhouse, and be turned on and like be doing dual stimulation. Use your finger in the shower. Like, give yourself some time to experiment.
To experiment even on your own. Before like you go from masturbation.
Yeah, exactly. Zero to penis is a no-no, and lube is your best friend. So hear me loud and clear. The only thing that makes you gay is if you're gay.
Exactly.
These are really two different things. And I think the more and more we understand that our bodies have sensitive areas that present pleasure opportunities, and just see them as things to touch and feel instead of buying into a social stigma about like what touching those areas actually means, the more you'll give yourself permission to experience pleasure. And it might not be for you, and that's okay too. But I think it's also like, take that off the table, like that social stigma, and like just throw it away.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by sex educator and creator of B-Vibe, Alicia Sinclair, to talk about the beautiful butt and all it beholds. Topics include, so anal is all-inclusive and can provide pleasure for everyone, but why is it so misunderstood? Butt stuff bundles and anal training kits, products that will please your behind no matter what level of experience you have. Different ways to warm up your bum, including the lube shooter. Yep, I think you know what I mean, but don't worry, we're going to explain it. And ass worship. What's that all about? Well, it's more than just what's on the inside. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. Check out our website because you're going to love it. If you haven't been there yet, do that. And you can find me on SiriusXM Radio. I'm there 5 nights a week. It's Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific. It's on SiriusXM Stars 109 for even more fun sex talk. You can even call in with your questions. And you can get a free trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM or just call in 888-947-8277. And as always, you can find me at all social media. It's at Sex with Emily across the board. And look for our podcast. We release 3 a week wherever you listen. We love to see you there. And I hope you guys really enjoyed this interview with Alicia Sinclair. And everything we talk about, you can find at sexwithemily.com/. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
B-Vibe. I'm so excited, you guys. There's no better way to kick off Anal Sex Month. Alicia Sinclair is here from B-Vibe Sinclair. You guys, her company is based on just all things anal, butt plugs. Like, it needed to happen, and it's really smart. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Alicia, I'm so excited. All right, we just had to start rolling because we were already talking about the excitement where, well, let me just tell you about Alicia first. Alicia Sinclair is the creator of B-Vibe. She's a sex educator. She makes excellent sex toys for curious people who like sex and want to enjoy it even more. A bishop's daughter. It always starts off that way, doesn't it?
All the good ones.
Happily, sexually liberated woman with heaps of experience in the sex toy space. You've been doing this a long time, as long as...
Like, it's my 17th year.
Yeah. We've been in this. We're probably 15 years, 17.
Old school. Guys,
we're doing it. And she just essentially is using, you know, this platform. She's making probably the only one company I know that is just focused on butt plugs, anal play, and sex education around it. So, and your toys are beautiful, and people have been talking about it, and we've been waiting because we do get like 20 pounds of toys delivered here. People always want to try things, but we hadn't gotten the butt plugs yet, and we got them, and we just had to, we're thrilled. We are thrilled. So thank you for sending everything to us and for coming on the show, because this is my 14th anal August, and I'm just like, I feel like you're here as my partner in crime and a leader in the space, and I'm excited you're here. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's very exciting.
So, okay. Now, here's the thing. You make a few sex toys, right? I mean, you make other products, but your main focus or where you started, right, is with...
Our first product, the company that I founded, our first brand is B-Vibe.
Okay.
And B-Vibe is 100% anal play products. It's, we, as I like to say, filled a hole in the marketplace.
We're never done with these.
Because, right. Because up until that point, there really wasn't a company that 100% focused on anal play and really looked at the category from what I like to say is beginning to end. So like beginner to somebody who's what I would say is an enthusiast who has lots of experience and creates products that meet each need, if you will, or like satisfies each experience, for more fun. But yeah, so B-Vibe, that's what we, literally from A to Z, all we do is education, create products, training programs and events, everything around destigmatizing, creating sex positive, comprehensive education around that space, and toys that are extremely thoughtful and really focused on the consumer experience.
Yeah, well, you've done a really great job of that. We're going to get into all the toys in a second, but first I'm going to ask you a question that I get asked all the time, and I just love being able to toss this at you. How did you get into this space? How did you decide that this was the company that you wanted to do? You're like, this is going to work.
So it's a long story, but I mean, my first position in the adult industry, if you will, was actually as a receptionist. And I answered a Craigslist ad. Remember Craigslist?
Of course, yes.
Yep, back in the day. And I started as a receptionist. And I just worked my way sort of through different iterations of administrative roles. And then I answered an ad on Craigslist for a salesperson for a sex toy company. I had previously been working in the content end of things. And that's really where I started. And then, you know, became a sales director. And then, you know, worked for a company that I really loved as vice president of sales. And then that was acquired by a private equity company. They let everybody go after a couple of years. And I was sort of at a space where I said, what am I going to do? Like, do I want to continue in this field? And I really looked in and I had seen that there seemed a huge opportunity for premium anal products. There was nothing like that. There was no like high quality, rechargeable with a warranty that provided education, that had cool marketing. So I saw that as an opportunity. And we created our first product, which was the Rimming Plug.
Okay.
Which we own a patent on. It's a pretty simple idea, but is super unique because essentially we made...
There has not been a ribbing plug. Do we have
I have the petite, yes.
Let's show the ribbing plug.
Yes.
I feel like we're going to break this down because I believe that anal is having a moment. I mean, I think in the last 10 years, anal... I used to say when I started, anal is a new blowjob, but now anal's already like...
Yeah.
People were still learning. So tell me, yes.
So essentially... what the Rimming Plug is like a rabbit for your butt. So what we really did was educate, because sex toy manufacturers up until this point had pretty much ignored the anal sphincter. So you stimulate this area through anal massage or rimming, hence the name of the plug, right? With your tongue or with your fingers. But there wasn't a sex toy that stimulated the anal sphincter. So if you think about a vagina slash, like, you know, the entry is really sensitive. So in a typical rabbit toy, you would have vibrating beads in the neck, and that would stimulate at the entry. And then inside, you have another vibrating motor. So you're stimulating the interior and the exterior. So you're actually getting dual stimulation, if you will. And so this was just taking that same concept and putting it into a butt plug.
So it goes in, but you're saying that the beads that go around are the part that are teased, that are on the rib, because there's so many nerve endings.
So many nerve endings.
So this is like specifically stimulating the...
Exactly.
External.
So you're getting the entry of the bum, the anal sphincter, super sensitive, double ringed muscle. So you get rotating
double
beams,
muscle.
Double ringed muscle.
Yeah. Okay.
And then inside is a vibrating motor. So you actually have dual stimulation. And then we paired it with a remote control.
So
a couple different reasons. You don't have to click your butt to change the settings.
Right. Although you can work up to that.
Although, right, if that's
whatever
your jam.
Yeah,
no judgments. But also the remote control makes it really fun for couples play. So you can trade, you know, like with a partner and like, you know, let them be the co-pilot, if you will. So in any case, that was our first product. It was hugely popular. We now make it in three different sizes. Everything from...
Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm really proud. That's amazing. Of course it was popular because it's like, I've never seen anything like this.
This is one of the products that, you know, when you read the reviews and it's like, wow, I had an orgasm literally just from this product inside my body. Like, it's that... powerful and provides that much stimulation.
And let's talk about that. You said you get that from a woman or a man, and your clothes are non-gender. Your toys are non...
Well,
everybody, let's say that.
Everybody has a butt.
Everybody has a butt. Let's just talk. Everybody has a butt. So your toys, literally for everybody.
Yeah. It's one of the cool...
So
one
you
of
don't
my
have
favorite,
prostate toys, correct? Or
we don't have toys that are specifically marketed towards the prostate, but... a lot of our products do stimulate the prostate,
right?
So they're not like, for example, designed with that curved feature that's like really angled specifically for the prostate. But our products do, there
Which
are
is
specific
great,
ones.
Though, but what I'm saying, yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I was going to say there are specific products that you will feel prostate stimulation, pretty much all of them to some degree, but nothing that's made specifically for that.
Right. But no, what I love, so anyone could, you could... share them. Couples get them and
totally.
They share.
Totally, 100%. Yeah, 100%. All of these products are literally, what I love about it, totally non-gendered. Doesn't matter what your orientation is. What we've always tried to illustrate is that this is about what size works best for your body, not necessarily like any of these products are gender specific.
Right, which I think is great because it's really open for everyone.
Yeah.
Easy entry. Let's just back up for a minute because I feel the reason why I'm so, well, there are many reasons why I'm excited for you to be here because I want to get into all the products. But first is like, I feel like anal gets such a bad rap. Like it's had bad press.
Yeah.
Meaning like everyone has a really bad first time experience. Are you here oftentimes? It was really bad or my partner did it wrong or oops, wrong hole. And then they're like, no, I am never doing anal again. Or they're just terrified of it. There is zero instruction. So you're talking about butt plugs of yore with like bad instructions. Yeah. They didn't look so great. They weren't body safe materials. But now, like to make anal pleasure, we really do need a little bit. Just like it's a sensitive area. We don't want it just. So I.
Yeah.
Take some time. It's very misunderstood. So I feel like it's a great time to be here in this space. And I love that you are providing this kind of education. But why do you think it's so misunderstood?
A couple things. So kind of my go-to because. I would imagine you're referring to sort of the common narrative specifically around cis heterosexual women, which is they did this for their partner and maybe had a glass or two of wine and like no lube, no experience, put a penis in their butt, it hurt and they never want to do it again. And that's a really common scenario and also like pretty much all the wrong way to experience anal play. And I think what happens in my mind is we treat our backside in a completely different way than we've treated our front side. If you think about most people's experience with, you know, say playing with their vagina or their vulva, it was a really long lead time. You know, maybe you humped a pillow, you played around with your fingers, you pressed your vagina, or excuse me, your vulva, like, you know, up against something, you rubbed, you sort of had a real, then maybe your first experience was fingers, then fingers with a part. So you had this really long lead time that could have actually taken a decade before you ever actually thought about putting a penis inside your vagina. The butt, on the other hand, gets like a 10-minute prep time, if that, with no education, no playing around, and also you're probably experimenting the first time with a partner. So if you actually do it, like what I say is treat your backside like your front side, right? Maybe play on the outside a little bit. Maybe like also be, you know, if you will, like ready for sex, like, or stimulate the area of your body, your clitoris, right? Your powerhouse, and be turned on and like be doing dual stimulation. You know, like I think there's, use your finger in the shower. Like give yourself some time to experiment. To
experiment even on your own.
Before like you go from
masturbation.
Yeah, exactly. Zero to penis is a no-no. Yeah. Like that's my biggest rule. Yeah. Zero to penis is a no-no. And lube is your best friend.
Lube is your best friend.
Right.
Lube is always your best friend. Let's just be honest. You always, and even in the shower, using your finger, it helps to use lube.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always.
The anal canal does not self-lubricate like the vagina.
And I always say silicone lube.
Silicone lube.
How do you feel about it with the toys, though?
Yeah, silicone lube. This is like where we get into. It's a lot of detail, and I don't like to make it complicated for people. So my one easy answer is a water-based lubricant that is called something like gel, that has those words because a thick viscosity.
Joe makes one of those. They make a Joe jelly.
Yeah. A lot of them even sometimes say like anal lube.
Yep.
But you want to make sure water-based works with everything. So that's kind of my go-to easy recommendation. But if we want to start getting into particulars, and especially because water-based is compatible with silicone toys, silicone lubricant is great if you're having anal sex, like with a penis, because it doesn't absorb into the body and it lasts longer. And really what you want is you don't want friction, right? So that's what happens when it's like skin to skin. You think about a rug burn. That's why anal sex tends to hurt a lot. Aside from that like super strong muscle that you have to like relax before you get into.
Breathe. Yeah. We turned on already.
Right. So that's the easy answer.
That's a great answer. A lot of women might have this experience where it went wrong. And then there's also the experience of men also, let's say penis holders, having penis holders being like, it doesn't make me gay. Like I'm straight. I'm a straight male. But if I...
Yeah. So hear me loud and clear. The only thing that makes you gay is if you're gay.
Right. Right.
Also, you know, to give a really easy analogy... the restaurant that you want to go to has nothing to do with the person that you want to go there with.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
These are really two different things. And I think the more and more we understand that our bodies have sensitive areas that present pleasure opportunities, and just see them as things to touch and feel instead of buying into a social stigma about like what touching those areas actually means, the more you'll give yourself permission to experience pleasure. And it might not be for you, and that's okay too. But I think it's also like, take that off the table, like that social stigma, and like just throw it away, because it's really irrelevant.
Like, a sex act does not make you gay. Right.
Exactly. Correct.
Only you know that, and we're not judging. What about women who ask? I get a lot of women who are like, well, I tried it. It wasn't great. They're like, I'll try it again, Emily, but I, you know, will I have an orgasm? Will it feel good? I mean, have you found that using some of your products, or the feedback you get from people, from women in particular, that they were able to do exploring? Because again, it is a journey. It is not a first time thing, but they were like, I didn't think I had pleasure and now I do. Because I feel like, I just think that people often haven't given themselves enough time. Like, you're like, I can only have one orgasm. I'm like, have you ever tried to have two orgasms? You know what I'm saying? People are limited.
Yeah.
So it just felt bad, or, you know.
Well, I mean, to use another quote, like, I mean, if you put, you know, any limitation you assign to yourself, you therefore create,
right.
You know,
but you get to keep your limitations.
Correct. Yeah. Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. But the reality is, yes, if you've had a negative experience and you go back and try things, what I would say is, I don't want to say like the correct way, but like the way that I would recommend, or that I think many educators or like great retailers would recommend, which is really starting slow, starting with something small, like your favorite sex toy, your finger that happens to be free and attached to you. And then maybe working up to wherever the size is that feels comfortable, being aroused beforehand, having lubricant. Like, these are all the things that you need to create the perfect recipe for pleasurable anal play. So if that is something that you want to go on a pleasure adventure with, like, yeah, definitely try again. And I would say, like, I always like to recommend solo before partner, unless that's your jam, and then cool. Like, be sure that you've negotiated and that there's a lot of consent around like what is the perfect dynamic and where you're going to start and end.
Right.
And don't make it like, you know, it could take a week, it could take a month. Like, don't set like, you know, don't create goals around
exactly.
it. Like, just go with it.
Like, my partner wants me to do anal. Like, it's going to be the event. Like, we're doing anal tonight. It's like, can you, it can be, it's the journey. Like, try, start out slowly with a finger. But I like the way you're saying this, because it's really, it's, you don't jump right into it. Speaking of beginners starting out, I feel like going through your anal training and education set, which is essentially the beginner's guide, the beginner kit.
Yeah, this is really everything.
This is beautiful.
A to Z, right. So, okay. What I've really tried to do here is provide a total anal journey. And what I mean by that is, if you're looking at it from the basics, right, like plugs. So when we talk about anal training, that sounds like, what the heck does that mean? Anal training is, to boil it down, giving yourself the time and the resources, the correct products, if you will, to experiment with what works really well for you and take your time to get to the right size that will prepare your body for anal penetration. So the way you do that is through starting with smaller products and working your way towards larger ones. But what we've also tried to do, and I think was my goal, was to give you also different experiences. So most training sets are like three plugs, one, you know, graduated sizes. In this particular set, you get three plugs, but you also get three different sensations.
Okay.
And why? Because, you know,
it's amazing.
Right. It's a journey, right? And you also want to experiment and see what really feels great for your body. So like plug number one is about the size of a finger, and that's a simple silicone, super flexible plug. So you want something that bends in your body, right? Especially if you're new. And it's going to be, your body's going to get used to this really quickly. Like, newsflash, you know, what goes in or what goes out can go in,
right.
if you will. And so, like, this is about the size of a finger. You start with this one. Get used to the sensation. You know, try it, wear it for 15 minutes,
and you could
20
even
minutes.
Like, so, like, let's just talk about it. Like, so it goes in. You don't have to put the whole thing. People, like,
don't
even. What I love about all of your products is that you even have the basic guide that comes in every single toy. The little instruction manual.
Yeah, the guide to anal play.
The guide to anal play, because it's like, You may put it all, this could just be how much you put in the first.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is all training.
Just
all
the tip.
It, right?
Yeah.
Just the tip.
Right. So if you start with the first one, right, about the size of a finger, and like you said, you can experiment with just the tip in
just
there first.
The
and then when you feel comfortable, kind of like, you know, if you will, bear down a little bit, right? Let it go inside the body and just see how it feels. Like, that can be like destination number one. Nothing else, period. Just see how that feels.
Positions. So people like often want to know, but okay, now I got the plug. You're telling me how to use it. How should I be on my back? Should I be on my knee? And I know everyone gets to decide, but let's talk about some options for people if they're really
starting. I mean, I guess it totally depends on, again, like there's so many, this is a really choose your own adventure.
Right, but people don't even know where to start on the adventure.
Okay, so if you're really starting with this one, it's your first time. I would say do this alone, put it in before you're getting in the shower. You know, like just to see how it feels in your body.
So put it in while you're in the shower? Or just
you
while
can
you're
put it in before. You can like go in the shower, take your shower. You'll be in a nice relaxed environment. You know, see how it feels at the end of your shower. Pull it out, wash it off. See how that went.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Totally non-sexual experience.
I feel like people buy toys and they don't even know the journeys to where to turn it on or what to do or where to start.
That's really the most, honestly, I have to say, it's the most exciting part. You only get to do this once.
Yes.
Yeah, so go on this cool road trip with your body and give yourself some time to like experiment with each of the stops, you know? It's fun. Anyway, so I love butt stuff. So anyway, like that's product one. And then product two is medium size. So if you look at like fingers, right? Like, so you're like, okay, you know, one finger, this is about like 2.5 fingers, depends on your size, 2.5 fingers. But what's cool about this second plug is that it vibrates. I like vibration for two different reasons. First thing is it relaxes the body. So if you start with plug number one, you get used to that sensation. You're like, okay, I can do this. I actually like that. It was kind of fun. And, you know, side note, put this plug in while you're masturbating solo. You know, it really feels pretty amazing to have that added pressure. Your anal canal and your vaginal canal, they're next door neighbors. Right. You put something in your butt, actually shortens your vaginal canal. So it puts more pressure. And so it feels really amazing. So just, you know.
So a lot, and that means that there's a lot of women that can actually have internal orgasms from that.
Absolutely.
Bumping up against their G-spot or whatever.
Absolutely.
The internal spot.
Especially if you're taking something like a wand vibrator and you're putting that on your clitoris at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Or your partner's playing with your nipples or kissing you, or like anal play can be a lot more things than a penis and a
vagina. This is why I love that we can talk about that today, is that people just think it's penis and vagina, but no, it's a whole world that you haven't explored.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yet.
You're really like missing out if you think that that's the only way. And also on your own pleasure opportunities, because you can do this outside of your partner relationship.
Right, exactly.
You know,
you don't need
some days if you're having a really hard time, you know, you can't, you know, like reach that orgasm, you know, put a butt plug in your butt. You would be surprised how much quicker you reach orgasm.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you could, again, it could be something really small. Anyway, back to this one. So the medium size vibration, it's relaxing. So like you've experimented with plug number one. Cool. You like that. You want to graduate to plug number two. So it like this is great. So if your end goal, if you will, is going to be anal penetration, this is a fantastic plug to put in like, you know, 10, 15 minutes before as you're playing, relax your muscles, get ready, prepare yourself for penetration if that's your end goal. Also, what's great about vibration is it feels really good. So you're getting the added benefit of it like feeling really great in your body and also relaxing you. So that's plug number two. So you get to experiment with simple silicone, super flexible, something that's still flexible but vibrates. And then plug number three, which this is something that I feel like we need a lot of education about.
Yeah, we do, because you're like, oh, whoa, it's big, right?
So it's big, but it's about the size of an average penis. It's definitely not our biggest. It's about
the
size
of... They got some big butt plugs, you guys.
All butts deserve pleasure.
They do.
So this is like about the size of a penis, but it's also weighted. So if you're familiar with a product like a metal or glass product, that sensation, like this is really fantastic because now you're going to feel a little more what, number one, size-wise, but also weight, what it feels like in your body. So here you have these three different products, each with a different sensation, and all the while you're sort of preparing your body, you're getting it used to this sensation of having that anal sphincter open.
It's so thorough.
Right? Yeah.
It's like every one of those, like a two, like you're playing with the different sizes, but then also different sensations.
Absolutely. We have all these products in, you know, solo with a remote control or
this is the latest thing that I saw. And I was like, you got to come on the show and talk about this.
This is the best of everything, if you will.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is like really the best of everything in creating a destination. And then what we've also done.
But what if I'm not clean?
Okay. So hygiene.
Hygiene.
That's a huge question. Like, you know, what about poop? Like, so number one.
You waited 20 minutes to answer my number one question. That's everyone's thinking.
What if there's poop? Okay.
Right. They're like, yeah.
Let me ask it right back to you. It's rhetorical. What if there's poop?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's prepare for all of that.
Everybody poops.
You're putting your penis in a butt, or you're putting a dildo in a butt. There's a chance there's going to be poop. So let's all just like accept that.
Exactly.
And like remember that like it's just a body, like get over it. But if it is really a hangup, and I totally hear that, we include an enema. And I'll be really honest, like I do think enemas are, they're not requirements, but they do make you feel a little, they give you a little bit of peace, because it is like you're having sex and it's this, it's your, you know, sexy time. And then like, okay, poop, like it right. kind of like can, you know, that's it, you're done. Yeah. So what
poop can be a universal buzzkill.
It can be, yeah. And if it makes you feel more comfortable, I say an internal cleanse or an enema is what can really help with that. So a bulb enema is what we include. This is a really simple, reusable.
And just you put warm water in it.
Warm right? water, nothing else. Don't put vinegar, coffee, or anything that. Like that.
I always say, well, if you're going to do it, you can buy the one at the drugstore or get this, but dump out the vinegar. Just use warm
right.
water.
Right, if you buy the Fleet enema from yeah. Walgreens or wherever, dump out, that's laxative solution, that's actually going to make you poop, so you don't want that. You want to pour that out, rinse out the bottle, and just fill whatever this is a reusable silicone one that we include, but like I said, if you're going to buy whichever product you use,
yes.
just fill it with warm water, test it on your arm, you don't want to burn your body, and all you literally do is put it inside your butt, lubricate your the nozzle, put it in your butt, squeeze in the water, you're gonna remove it,
right.
you'll feel the urge to go to the bathroom pretty much right away, sit on the toilet, let it come out. I like to repeat it one more time, and then because the water will run clear, right. and that'll give you a bit of like, okay, I'm good to go here.
Yeah, just gives you that peace of mind.
Yeah, and also recommend doing it 45 minutes to an hour beforehand, because sometimes water can get stuck in the fold, so you want to just have like a little bit of a grace period, and like, you know, not eat any kind of foods that might irritate your stomach beforehand, you yeah. know, kind of like basic common sense stuff, but just a reminder. But yeah, do it about 45 minutes to an hour beforehand, and you're internally cleansed.
Break it down. Exactly. Like, this is just busting away all people's concerns here.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then let's talk about
yeah.
the loop shooter.
Okay, so.
I love a loop yeah, shooter.
Yeah, I love a good loop shooter. So lubricant, right? It really is your best friend. Like, I can't say it enough. Like, lube. Like,
lube
if you think you have
stand.
Too much lube, use more.
Right.
It's better to wipe lube off. Than
exactly.
I'd rather have more lube. Put a towel down. You know, like, that's kind of like an easy way to just create a sense of security. Put a towel down. That way your lube and, like, you know, possibility of poop is sort of alleviated in some way. Back to the simple, lubricating inside the body is something that could really facilitate a better experience, because I always call this the squeegee effect. So sometimes we put lubricant on our toy or on our penis, and then as it goes inside the body, that strong double ring muscle, kind of like a like a squeegee, sort of like almost like takes all the lube off. So a way to help prevent that is by using a lubricant applicator. They're also called shooters. They literally just look a little bit like, you know, like a very simple, like they look like a medical device.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
And they're,
but you make it look cute.
Yeah, they're super cute.
It's
very easy. Yeah. Like, you literally just put it in the lube, you know, pull up, right, as much lube as you want. Uh-huh. Like I say, you go on air on the side of too much,
right?
Lubricate the end a little bit, right? Put it inside your butt and then just press. Yeah, and that's going to put all the lubricant inside the body, so you have, again, like a slippery experience, right. and that friction, which is
and
what
just,
causes
and then right
a lot
away,
of pain.
You have to wait for it to settle. It's already in there.
No, it's already in there. Yeah, go for it. You're good to go. Like, lubricate the outside, lubricate whatever is going in, like more lubrication. But I would say this is going to help, like, really facilitate a positive experience.
Right.
And what's also wonderful is if you use lubricant vaginally, you can also use it on your front side. So yeah, double win there.
Hello.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could just shoot all the way. It doesn't matter where.
Absolutely.
Right, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, to talk about.
I want to get like a monogram lube shooter.
Careful what you ask for.
I know.
Christmas is coming. And then the last thing, and I really like, I say last, but this is really the thing I'm most proud of, is the book that comes with this set. This is The Complete Guide to Anal Play. And this is really, if you visit our website, bvibe.com, there's a section called Anal Play Advice. Every other week, we have an article that supports that entire section. It's filled with information. Like literally A to Z, everything you could think. Positions, how do I talk to my partner, consent, so on and so forth.
And that's BVibe, B as in butt, BVibe.com, which I love. I mean, I'm so into your site because I love that. Yeah, you have so much education there.
Yes.
So all the questions you guys have will be answered, and then in this book.
Right. So this book is the guide for how to get started, but it also addresses every single product that's included and teaches you how to use each product.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have more with Alicia from Bee Vibe. We get questions, even though, because with porn, we know porn came out, porn, you know, 10 years ago when people started seeing more and more, and then there's been more anal questions, but people, the education has not met the level of interest in anal.
Well, we have to remember that porn is, it's acting. Right? It's
acting,
a fantasy.
It's not real.
Right. And there's a lot of preparation that went into each of those experiences.
They don't show
beforehand.
The butt massage beforehand and the warm up. We had a guy
called. Or the enema.
The enema. That's not hot. They're like, let's cut the enema scene and the porn. That wasn't sexy. Viewers didn't like it. Because someone called in and he goes, well, my wife has a yeast infection or a UTI. We had sex and I went back to front. I went from her anus to her vagina because, you know, that's how they do it in porn. Like, he literally, I was like,
yeah.
Take a breath. I'm like, well, that realized it's not real. So he's like, oh my God, yeah. I'm like, why do they do that then? I'm like, I don't have a
lot
of time.
Well, that performer
tonight.
Might have gotten a UTI also. We don't know that. We don't know that. Yeah, we don't
know
what happened.
They probably missed the part of all of it. So what about preparing for it, even just the foreplay part of it before, like butt massaging and
preparing for it? I would say like the thing that I would always recommend is to have a conversation outside the bedroom before that experience begins. So I think like consent and negotiation, all those sound like really like boring words, actually facilitate like super positive experiences and create and build trust, which therefore enables more experiences. So I would say if you're thinking about it, you know, have a conversation over a glass of wine or dinner or something like that, where you're not in the bedroom and there's not pressure to perform at that specific time, and then talk about what you're comfortable with. So, hey, I want to get into anal play. Oh, anal play. Oh, maybe. So let's start with a finger. How about like one finger?
Right. One finger.
Right. Like, how about we just put a finger in and like start from there. And then I think go to the next step and like talk about, and it doesn't have to be boring. You know, like consent can be really, really sexy. Like, would you like me to put my finger in your ass?
Yeah.
That can be really sexy and super consensual. It doesn't have to be like, hey, I would like to get your consent on. It doesn't have to be like that. Like, we can be creative.
Right. We got to get more creative.
Yeah. And like make it like sound like dirty talk.
Said that. Who would say no to Alicia saying that, right? I mean,
who wants a finger in their ass?
Who wants a finger in their ass? Would you like a finger in your ass? I mean, really, it's just, that's it. And the more you have these conversations, the more comfortable it comes in your relationship, and the more you'll realize that you'll actually look forward to them, and they actually make it hotter. I know that's what we're saying. You guys might not believe me because, like, I could never say that.
Just try it,
and you'll be so happy. Let's talk about ass worship. I was looking at some of your blogs.
Oh, like, yeah,
ass worship.
Yeah, that's
what.
A whole thing.
Tell me all about ass worship.
Ass worship is literally
anal play and ass worship, I guess.
So ass worship is more like it, kind of exactly what it sounds like, worshiping an ass, and it's you know, involves oftentimes people's, you know, loving their, I guess, a specific ass so much that they want someone to sit on their face, or they just want to admire it, or they want to. It's a very different thing. Like, anal play is actually the physical act of playing with your anus, if you will, or unanus, where ass worship is more like worshiping, you know, like a specific ass or asses in general.
Okay, good to know. Thanks for that.
Yeah, although it is like mixed with pornography quite often,
right, exactly.
As titles of productions.
That's
and
why everyone asks.
Anal sex, yeah.
Because I have some more questions. What if you have acrylic nails?
Okay, I would say like my most simple go-to answer is gloves, because gloves will protect, you know what I mean? It's, if you have really long acrylic nails, I would say that like a finger in a butt might be a challenge.
Yeah. Let's talk about why, because you could also rip the anal canal. I mean, you could rip the tissues. It's very sensitive.
It's sensitive. Yeah. If you have acrylic nails and you also have a vagina, you could probably relate to like the same thing. Like, there's reasons why some people don't have acrylic nails on specific fingers on their hands.
Right. That's exactly why, right?
Right. That's exactly why. Because we want to put fingers inside bodies and we want to create sexual pleasure with them. So if that's your goal, I would say probably not the best option to have long acrylic nails. You might want to think about using like a tool or taking off specific fingernails.
Yeah, okay. That's how you do it. And always, anyone who's venturing into any anal anus, make sure your nails are trimmed and clean.
No hangnails.
Right.
You know, moisturize your hand. I like specifically like getting back to like lubricant. If you're just playing with fingers and an anus, I really love something very simple like Woo, for example.
Oh, Woo Bar Play?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna,
that's, the coconut lubes are
I'm
amazing.
Obsessed with that.
I love that. That's actually
just for
my
playing.
Personal, yeah, my personal
really?
Lube for, specifically for that. I love them.
Just for your finger, for playing around with fingers.
And for fingers, for glass, for metal toys.
I love it.
Yeah, for
it
anything that's like non-
so good.
It smells so good. It,
it
like lasts.
Good.
It's like, feels like it moisturizes the
it
body.
It does moisturize the
it's
body.
Organic.
I'm obsessed. I know. We love Woo.
I love Woo. Yeah. So like, like that would be my go-to answer specifically for like fingers in a butt.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if you're going to like put a mouth down there too, because it's like, it's yummy. It's vanilla. Yeah. It tastes good.
Like we're getting a lot more questions about that too. Eating ass.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions about that. Yeah.
It comes up every single day, all day.
Yeah.
No. So you started B-Vibe about how long ago? 3 or 4?
We released our first product in 2016. January 2016. Yeah.
And so tell me, what have you learned between then and now? Like, did you feel like, I thought I knew some things about anal, but now you must be like... Truly,
yeah, right. Because I read, you know, all of the articles that we source, and we've done a ton of events. And obviously, you know, funny enough, I've now become like, you know, the person. Yeah, like the anal queen. Yeah, go figure. But I would say, like, the things that I've learned are, I think, you know, when we came out with our first product, it was, you know, a large size plug, and everybody said, it'll never sell. Like, it's too big. Word to the wise, like, it's not too big. People like big anal toys, and there's like nothing wrong with that. We actually now make even bigger toys than that. And I would say that there are a lot more beginners or people that have zero or bad experience than I really ever realized. I mean, in my personal life, I would say that my first experience was not great. And right. that, like, I had, no, you know, like, I didn't even know to buy a butt plug to prepare for anal play. Like, no one knows. There was
people,
no resource.
Everyone, like, millions of people learning it right now. Most
right.
people don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you would never think, like, oh, like, it just doesn't come natural. You know, like, you don't need that to have vaginal sex. And so it's not something that maybe you would have thought of if you have a vagina.
Right.
So in any case, yeah, I think that there's just like a lot, and there's just so much misinformation, and so many people who want to do it. And also so many like really incredible stories of people that like have gone on that adventure and had a lot of success. And I don't know. I just think it gets such a bad
great
rap.
Stories from people who are like, I was, you know, an anal. I was like, no to anal. And now I've like graduated through
yeah,
all vibrators. Like, you must get such cool stories.
We do.
We get from just overall sex education.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's such a great, like, people could just have gone along your journey with you the last few years. And now
yeah,
they're like,
literally
working for you. They're like, you were my first butt plug. And now yeah. I want the big one. I just feel like this is the year. I mean, people... This is the time.
The year of anal.
The year of anal. Well, I feel like 2 years ago we said it was the year of anal rimming because we got so many questions about it. I was like, that's a year. But
yeah.
This is like, I feel like this is, I'm just seeing this shift from people call, like even men now, straight men are calling in and asking on their own, to, like their partner's making them do it, or like, they're like, I'm really curious. I feel
yeah.
like men are curious about the prostate. How do you know? And they have never played, or they've never even gone back door.
Yeah. And I think, I mean,
it's a shift. So
a big shift. I think it's because, I mean, I don't know if I would venture to say socially acceptable, but
right,
I would
not there yet. But
right,
no,
but I would say that it's more of an open conversation than it has been in the past, and that people I think are recognizing that it's just another option that you can put in your like sexual portfolio, if you will. And there's a lot of, you know, I would say mainstream, if you know, Broad City and you know, all these different
coming up now. No,
yeah, like all these different conversations about like people putting things in butts and, you know, like having anal sex and pegging and like all these things are like, you know, there's all these conversations that are being had and like recognized.
Well, I love that you're doing it, and I love that you are a woman-owned company, that you started
yeah.
this, that you're passionate about it, and that I think it's so empowering, because I think there's a lot of women who feel like, you know, speaking heteronormatively, that are in relationships with men and felt very pressured, and they always thought anal was for them. I'm going to give it up when we get married.
Yeah.
And so I feel like just by even hearing this conversation is what I'm thinking, that there's a lot of women who might think, oh, like, there's pleasure in it for me. Like, for the first time, they might be
right.
realizing that it's not just about learning to tolerate a penis, but
yeah.
this might become part of your masturbation repertoire. Because I'm always saying, you know, you guys know how important it is to expand your sexual repertoire, that we're so limited by just going to our clitoris even, and we forget about our nipples, we forget about the nape of our neck, and
yeah.
we might have never even looked at our anus, we never even thought about it. And I think
right.
that what you do here at B-Vibe, Alicia, is that you really give people not only permission, but you make it safe, and you actually provide like really smart education that's easy to digest and easy to just to understand and to feel like it's not so shameful in the way you just, it's fun. It's like, it's a butt plug. Like, it just, it's like the Disneyland of butt plugs. You're just like
totally,
so happy.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like, well done. Like, I sent you an email today because we've known each
yeah.
other for years, but
yep.
I was just like, now that I've gotten your product, I'm just so proud of you too, because it's
Thank
not that
you.
Easy in our industry. There's a lot of men. I mean, there are more women now, but
yeah.
mostly you know, it had like everything. It's been more men, but seeing a woman and you stand by it and it just keeps getting better and better each year. And it's only been a few years. Like, it's going to be taking over the world. Let's see at the airport. They'll have a butt plug machine at LAX, maybe. I don't know.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.
Now, I have a few questions that came in from listeners that I want to ask you that just keep coming in. Where is the prostate? Someone has asked me, once my finger is rimming him, what do I do next?
Okay, so my really like basic go-to answer is, do you know where your G-spot is? Okay, so it's kind of in the same location inside a body with a prostate, right? So it's literally like a hook, right? 2 or 3 inches inside and like hook upwards towards the belly button, right? Feel around, walnut size, you know?
Right, towards it, just like you would.
Correct. Almost like, I would say like if you've found your G-spot, and if you haven't, like no worries. Like
no pressure.
We have an article for that. Yeah. We have an article for that.
Exactly. The podcast on it.
Yeah. And we can certainly send send a link. We have like a little diagram. Yeah, it's very simple. Yeah. How to find your prostate.
I'm making a promise right now, so you all have to hold me to it. But I think that in your, we'll definitely have links on our site, but if there's any articles that you think would be useful, we could post on our site.
Yeah. But that one specifically, that's one of our most read articles, is how to find the prostate and how to give a prostate massage. Those two are like, but to simplify the question, literally 2 or 3 inches in. So if you're rimming, hey, would you like me to put my finger inside you now? Yes. Great. Okay. And then we put our fingers in and we hook up and then we reach towards the belly button. So if you're in a doggy style position, then it's going to be hooking down.
That's the thing. It's not the come, because we always see you come hither with the women, but yeah, you're going down towards the belly button.
Or up, depending on what position you're in. But I would say like, if your end goal is prostate stimulation and you're going to play with fingers first, or you're going to play with your mouth first, or whatever the dynamic is, you know, put a pillow under somebody's butt, put a towel over the pillow, and then prop them up so you have easy access, right? And then I personally like to say like, play with the penis too, or the testicles. Again, same thing, same concept as playing with the clitoris. And then, you know, like whenever you're ready, just reach in and hook up and then start like rubbing, massaging, tapping. We have actually a couple different finger movements, so I'll send you that link also. But you can try it. It's going to be different for everybody, but tapping is typically something. You can try tapping, circles, but you'll feel it. It's like a little like a little bump.
Right. And you go slow and you'll check in with your partner and see how they feel. But I love that even like, because I think that we really do need to get that specific. I mean, people often want to know like what is the best, we had talked earlier, the best positions for like even masturbation, but what about positions for anal sex even?
Yeah, so I think a really big common question, and I hate to keep going back to it, but because a lot of the questions do really revolve heterosexual couples. So say it's first time and the question is always like what position, and I always say cowgirl position is the best, because that allows, so if you have the anus that is being penetrated, when you're on top, you can control the depth and the frequency of how, like, right, the movement, if you will. So when you're on top, like, that allows you to decide how far, once you're, okay, tip is in, I'm glad, okay, I got this, cool, I can take a breather, this feels good. All right, I'm ready. Let me go up and down. Let me go, okay, I need a breather. So that puts the rider in control. So that's my go-to position for first-time anal.
Great. This is different, because there's different theories, and I always tell people, you got to try. I can't tell you, but that's a great suggestion.
Well, doggy style is also something.
But I think people assume doggy style, and I don't know that's always the easiest.
It's easy for access, if you will, but you're, it's, and you can also do the same thing and say, I'm going, you know, if you're the person being penetrated, if you will, if you're the receiver, you can say, I'm going to back up. I'm going to be in control of the movement. That can be part of your negotiation process. So that'll put you in control if you're the receiving partner. But otherwise, I would say cowgirl, because again, you're in control of the movement and the pressure and the depth.
All that stuff. Yeah. And then also spooning can be a good fun position.
Totally.
You could do spooning.
Yeah.
But I like cowgirl. I just love that you're here, because I'm like, how would Alicia say this? I love butt play, but my partner does not help. Like they've sworn, or they never tried it, or they say they don't want it.
That's a tough one, because I mean we're doing like a little bit of a balancing act, right? Like respecting somebody's respecting somebody's boundaries. I would say, you know, maybe examine why, and like dig deeper. So like don't put pressure on actually having or the experience, like dig a little deeper as to like, where is there, was there some trauma experienced around anal play in the past? Is there like a negative connotation or like something that they've read? Like, what's the reason why they're so reluctant to go down that adventure? And are they, and also there's so many dynamics. Were they the receiver? Are they the giver? Are they, you know, like, so I would have to like really dig into that a little bit, but I think trying to find the source of that is probably like, you know, and being very, very non-pressure. Like, I think it's really important, you know, to say like, hey, I hear you that you don't want to experiment with that. And I'm just really like, totally no pressure. I'm just wondering why.
Right. Tell me what, yeah, exactly.
And then when you find out the reason, you can dig deeper around that reason. Like, well, I'm afraid I'm going to hurt you, or I'm afraid to be hurt. And then we can say, oh, I heard about this cool company, exactly. B-Vibe, who has an anal play vice section, and you can read all about, you know, or find an article, do your own research, and that like specifically addresses that, and then say, hey, we talked about this thing and I want to go back to that because I found more information and I'm wondering if you'd explore it with me. Right. It has to be an invitation. Because
it can be demand.
Correct. And you really just like don't want to put pressure on people because I think that just like, ugh, eventually, that's not a good sexual experience for anyone.
Not a good sexual experience, and you're not going to get what you want when you're putting pressure, but to make someone interested, like, why would they want to be curious to read some of the articles, to do your research? I mean, research, you know, education is knowledge, but also a lot of couples love to listen to this podcast together. So I think this would be a great interview if you're on either end of this, where your partner wants or doesn't listen to this one.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be very inspiring for many people who maybe have had their back door closed.
Totally.
Alicia, let's talk about safe sex and anal play. What about condoms?
Well, if you're not fluid bonded with a partner, meaning you both know each other's status and you're having sex exclusive with each other or being really open and honest about who you're having sex with. So I think obviously, you know, it's really important, just like a vagina, there's a huge chance of STIs.
Yes.
So, and we want to be careful with that. So yeah, obviously wear condoms, especially if it's somebody that you're, as I said, you're not fluid bonded with.
Right. And then also if you use those condoms, you can... You switch them if you're going from back to front. Change your condom.
Absolutely, yeah. Anything you're using, it's totally okay to go front to back. It's just not okay to go the other way. You can't reverse.
Exactly. Okay, that's...
And make sure if you're... I mean, we know all the things, but, like, don't use oil-based lubricant with condoms. Don't you... You know, like, some of the things that we talked about, like, if you are playing with fingers and you're using something that's oil-based, you probably don't want to use a condom afterwards. Right. Like, there's all these things that we need to... I can send an article.
We're gonna have a lot of you guys. And just get you got to check out. Just get one. I mean, her guide for anal comes in every toy you have.
Yeah, we have a guide to anal play. I call it the Cliff Notes for all things butt stuff.
The Cliff Notes for all things butt stuff. But let's. I want to go back to another thing we didn't go into as much. And that is female pleasure and anal. So we're talking about, you know, women who haven't really experienced it or they've heard different mixed things from their friends. I mean, it's not. Not every woman is going to necessarily have pleasure with anal. Like, even if they do it all right, they follow every single instruction.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might.
That's totally true.
That is true.
I mean,
too.
Everybody's not. And some people like rabbit vibrators, and some people like glass toys, and some people like suction toys, and some people like wands, and some people. Right. And that's just part of.
But would you venture to say, though, that even if you think that a lot of it could be. Definitely, maybe you don't want penetration, but to maybe take a visit around even the rim,
the double ringed muscle.
The double ringed muscle.
Yeah, I think.
With lots of nerve endings.
Yeah. There are a variety of ways to experience anal pleasure. There's not one. So one of them might be your jam and another one might not be. You know, you might really enjoy rimming and anal fingering and never want to have penetrative sex. Yeah,
exactly. There's like everything, totally. You guys. You
might love anal beads.
I am not an anal pusher.
And not butt toys. Right. Or not plugs.
Exactly. Let's talk about anal beads for a minute, too.
Okay.
Because I always get questions. What's the best? What's the difference? You've never used one. That's like an anal bead.
Okay. So the really simple, this is funny because I ask this question a lot and most people don't know this answer. What's the difference between butt plugs and anal beads?
I was going to ask. Yes, there you go. People don't know.
So the kind of basic answer is that a butt plug is, you know, it goes in and stays in, right? If it's shaped properly, right? So you want to have a flare here, a bulb, if you will. And then that's because the muscle actually closes around this part and the plug stays in. So that's fantastic. You set it and forget it, if you will. And it actually provides pressure and it prepares your body for penetration, if that's your end goal. The difference between a plug and beads is beads are almost the exact opposite. They are meant for movement to stimulate that anal ringed muscle, that double ringed muscle, excuse me. So like that's, and you hear that, it's a muscle, right? So as beads move in and out, they actually create sensation like a massage, and it feels really pleasurable.
So you just pull it in softly.
Pull it in, push it out. The really common story that you will hear is like to pull it out during orgasm, and that will intensify your orgasm, which is totally true, but like don't treat it like a lawnmower, you know, like be nice and gentle. But yes, that's
the, I'm coming.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like a lawnmower. I get it all. That makes sense.
So, yeah. So, beads meant for movement, plugs go in, stay in.
They stay in. Okay. That's right. Now, what about wearing plugs throughout the day? People always say, what butt plug can I wear throughout the day? I want to wear it to work.
So, if you want to wear a plug, if you'll pass me this one. So, snug plugs. Ooh. Yeah. Hence the name, right? Snug plugs. Unfortunately, this one's closed.
Oh, we can open it.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Yeah.
So basically,
let's open it now.
So these plugs were specifically designed for long.
These are your latest babies, right?
Those came out last year, but they've been hugely popular. We just added a series with vibration.
Me the new ones.
Yeah, we just added vibration to them.
I love it.
So these have pressure, which is incredible for sensation. You're gonna, as you move, you'll experience sensation. I could go into a whole story about this. This is probably one of the most thoughtful. Well-designed plugs we've ever made. I mean, they're all great, but like this one really specifically, because it comes in so many sizes and because it's weighted and it has a really long, thin neck that's 1 centimeter in diameter.
You make butt plugs sound so sexy.
Well, they are.
And they are. You've made butt plugs sexy.
Well, honestly, like, shouldn't they be? I mean, when I'm a consumer, so like, I think I always look at products like, if I was buying this, would this appeal to me?
Right. It's, you know, all about that. You want a toy that you don't want to look at.
And a small, like, and not to say there's anything wrong with small glittery pink butt plugs, but like, I'd like more options than that. Thank you. Yeah. Like that and like a big black one. Like, can we have some in between?
Exactly.
So this was, you know, so in any case, snug plugs. Yeah. They have a soft gummy base. They're shaped a little bit like a torpedo in the bulb. And as you move, so as you sit, as you like move your body, if you have penetrative sex, if you're exercising, they move. And the larger the size, the more weight they have, and you feel more sensation. So it feels actually pretty incredible. If you think about like a Kegel, for example.
I have the weighted Kegel balls I wear.
So it's the same concept, but in a
butt
properly designed product.
That's just amazing to me. So what about the question about like getting stretched out? If you wear it too long or having too much anal play? Yeah.
Well, it's a muscle, right? Like, this is kind of the same question about the vagina, right?
It
like,
is.
And I think that's, it's unfortunate because that's a really, like, negative connotation about bodies and sexuality. But the reality is, it's a muscle. So, for example, if you anal train, right, you go through these 3 different steps of size plugs, and you don't play with your butt for a month, you'll have to start all over again.
Yeah.
Because your body, the muscle will condition itself back to its original state. If you are really specifically concerned about the strength of your Kegel muscles and being quote unquote stretched out, you can do Kegels in your anal canal. In the that's like a hammock shaped muscle. So actually you can literally put one of these snug plugs in the larger size, larger weight, and you can just squeeze, and actually it will tap. If you have a prostate, it will tap right on your prostate as you squeeze. So you get like double win, exercise and pleasure. And then, you know, essentially you're strengthening your muscles. Also really fabulous to do Kegel exercises while you have a rimming plug in, because you are essentially like, so you're like grasping the muscles around that rotating motor.
Yeah.
So you're like amplifying the sensation over and over again.
That makes so much
God,
sense.
It feels
this
so
is
good.
Hot. See, this is just a wealth of activity. I've never been so excited to try anything. Really. I mean, I think it's amazing. We just got them all here. So
yeah.
Wow. Really good job. So that's snug plug. I feel like I have so many great answers for people now, because I'm just really, I know these are all like well-made. Great
these are
products.
Perfect for long.
Waterproof.
They're really designed for comfortable long-term wear.
Okay. Yeah.
And Alicia. Pressure and sensation.
Happy anal sex month.
Hey, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I'm so thrilled for you. I'm excited for all this information for people to have now. They can just even go to your website, bvibe.com, and just kind of peruse, you guys.
Browse
get some
around.
Of your questions answered, and check out Bvibe. Okay, I have questions for you, Alicia, before you leave, that we ask all of our guests. What's your biggest turn on?
I think I really enjoy being tied up.
Okay. Ooh, good. I bet you do, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I bet you
I love loss of control. I feel like there's something in a really safe, consensual environment.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, we're business owners too. We're women. We're like, we're talking about
making decisions all day long.
I don't want to be in control.
Always in control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. Biggest turn off.
I mean, I guess it would be sexism. You know, like, I just really hate being lumped into a category or like being told that I should like something or having to identify a certain way that I think is like so ridiculous. Like, there's no reason why women can't like butt toys and like, I just, anyway, I know that's my biggest turnoff.
What's your biggest dating deal breaker?
Someone who's not interested in my intelligence.
Yeah.
Like, if you need me to be dumber than you, like, I'm over it.
Right, exactly. Not going to happen. What personality trait is the most important in a partner?
Trust.
All right. Alicia Sinclair, thank you so much for being here. Great interview. Everyone check it out. Everythingbvibe.com. And you could also at @bvibe_social on Instagram. And the rest are all, you know, Facebook. This will all be in the show notes too. Oh, and at
Alicia Sinclair_COTR.
COTR. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. A blast. Total blast.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. And thank you so much to Alicia Sinclair for being on the podcast. And to get any of the products she mentioned, you can visit sexwithemily.com/bvibe. And just thank you, everyone, for supporting the show, for telling your friends, for subscribing. We so appreciate it. And thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.